parables that make up today's gospel passage from Matthew, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed, some yeast, a hidden treasure, a pearl, and a net. And through each of these parables, Jesus is encouraging his listeners both then and now to be prepared to be surprised by this kingdom. It is not what they are expecting. In the first of this series of parables, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of the shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like a very small seed that grows into a very large shrub. A shrub that could even be considered a tree, such that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Now, for some of us, from our vantage point today, we hear this parable, and since we may not have much familiarity with the mustard plant, among other things, we presume that the mustard tree grows into, the mustard seed grows into a majestic tree. So we hear this parable, and we think that it is foreshadowing how God's kingdom on earth is now a powerful tree that grew from inauspicious beginnings. God's kingdom grew from a mustard seed, a small band of disciples with no worldly power, to a powerful, majestic tree, what is now the world's largest religious group, has shaped much of Western history. But that is not what Jesus is saying in this parable. The mustard shrub is not a tree that inspires awe. It is not a plant that one would associate with power or dominance. Instead, if we look at what Jesus is actually saying and how he said it, we will see that through the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus is presenting a vision of God's kingdom that is much more subversive than what we might imagine from our vantage point. 2,000 years ago, when this parable was first told, those who heard it were familiar with Jewish scripture. Many, if not all of those in the crowd, were Jews, and so they would have heard within Jesus' statement an allusion to an Old Testament vision of an exalted Israel that is found within the book of Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel is writing during a time of exile, when Jews had been taken into captivity in Babylon. And in the 17th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel is predicting a day when God will restore Israel to power and prominence. And Ezekiel writes that when that day comes, God will take a sprig from a lofty cedar, from a lofty cedar tree, and on the mountain height of Israel, God will plant it, in order that it might produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nested winged creatures of every kind. So when the crowd hears Jesus talk about a seed being planted that will grow into a tree in which the birds will nest and live, they would have been reminded of this vision of the powerful, noble cedar tree, one of the grandest trees in that part of the world. most of us here today probably don't have much experience with mustard plants. Even those of us who have experience with farming or gardening. And there is a good reason for that. But those in the original crowd that were listening to Jesus' parable of the mustard seed would have understood that why the mustard seed, when Jesus talks about a sower putting a mustard seed in his field, that would have been an odd thing for them to hear. For a mustard seed was not something that you would want to plant in one of your fields. The mustard seed, the mustard plant, is easy to grow and grows and spreads quickly. It is a plant that is extremely resistant to disease and insects. And as a result, a mustard plant and its progeny could quickly take over a garden or a field from more desirable plants. In other words, mustard could often be a nuisance, what we might consider a weed. In effect, Jesus was trying to shift the perspective of those in that crowd through the parable of the mustard seed. On earth, the kingdom of God will be less like a powerful, lofty cedar and more like an unwanted, hard-to-control weed. If we wanted to substitute plants more familiar to our lives in this part of the world, it would be like someone saying that despite our hope that the kingdom of God in our midst would be a mighty oak tree, it was actually more likely to be like kudzu. Just as most of us would like to envision ourselves as being part of a mighty oak rather than as a kudzu leaf, those who were listening to Jesus tell this parable would have preferred to be part of a cedar tree rather than a mustard shrub. But through the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus wants his followers to be prepared to be unwelcome, to be unwanted, to be viewed as a nuisance by those who would prefer a much more orderly garden. If we answer this call and show the persistent determination of a mustard seed, a mustard shrub, we will become an unexpected source of shelter and rest for others, as well as an unexpected source of frustration for some. If we are to be faithful to the calling to be God's people in this world, to be the manifestation of the kingdom breaking into this world, we as a community called to be the mustard shrub, to be kudzu, will often find greater solidarity with the outcast and the unwanted, as opposed to the powerful and the preferred. So as we continue to proclaim the good news in this time and place, let us be prepared to be surprised. To be surprised by the work of the kingdom to which our Savior has called us. The work of being unexpected, unrelenting mustard shrubs.